Welcome to The Next Step. Here with this special Easter message is Father Vazquen.
Well, happy Easter. Christ is risen. And that was the Vazgenyan choir from the seminary at Lake Sevan singing Kovya Yerusalem. Praise be to Jerusalem, for today Christ has risen. And that's the news we have, and we thought we'd do this special podcast today. A special message for Easter Sunday, a message of hope, message of resurrection, and I wanted to share it with you because I've been moved throughout Holy Week with your expressions, with the prayer life that we've led as an Armenian church, and all that we have done. I hope by now you've probably experienced the vodcast that we put out on the internet, and there's so many dimensions to the Apostle Net that we're just exploring right now, and isn't it great that we're doing it together? So I thank you for being there, and I wanted to share with you some ideas today, especially Easter morning, the day of resurrection. And I turn to the Gospel of St. Luke, because in there is that beautiful passage that the angels speak. It says, "Why do you search for the living among the dead?" In fact, you can find this in Luke chapter 24. You know, I've preached on this passage so many times, and particularly around Easter, but today something clicked in me. And I realized that this theme has really been the only message I've preached during the 3 decades that I've been called to this ministry. In fact, the first time, those of you who have followed me on the web know that what a fan I am of different types of music, and in particular, one group, Jethro Tull, had played this song, Wind Up. I believe I was 13, 14 years old when I first heard it. And it was a message in there that wound me up in a rebellion against organized religion. The song says, "He's not the kind you wind up on Sundays." I mean, think about that. Isn't that the same theme? Why are you searching for one who is living among the dead? God is not somebody you just wind up on Sundays. God is not somebody you find in the grave. You don't just look in history books. You don't look in Bibles to find God. God is all around you. And yes, you can look at history. You can look at Bibles. You can even look at the grave and see the emptiness of it. But those are all pointers. Pointers that to something that is much bigger. And this theme has come up over and over throughout my life. And really, I realized today that this is the message that is all around us when we talk about Armenian Orthodoxy. When we talk about being able to survive even the worst. He's not in the grave. Redirect your eyes and see him in a life that is all around you. You see, at the tomb of Christ on Easter morning, the women came looking for a dead Jesus. They wanted to prepare the grave and anoint his body. The angel stood at the front of the grave and asked them a very simple question. Why do you search for the living among the dead? Now, it's a simple question, of course, but where else were they supposed to be looking? Why are they searching at the grave? Well, it's obvious. Who would have believed that what Jesus was saying about resurrecting would be true? I mean, nobody resurrects. Nobody comes back from the grave. I mean, these ladies, they witnessed his death. They could have said, we witnessed the death. We witnessed the violence, the torture, the barbaric acts of inhumanity against him. And of course he's going to be in the grave. Where else would he be? We saw him die. We witnessed the torture. We felt the blood dripping on us as we stood at the foot of the cross. Where else would we look for Jesus but the grave? And you know what? It's the same question that we ask today, and we probably answer today in the same way. Where else should we look for Jesus? Because, you know, organized religion and churches have done such a good job of placing him outside of our lives that we fail to realize that Jesus is really all around us in so much of our lives. And the question is, how real and alive is he today? We find him in the comfort of our churches, but is he there on the streets? How about, is he with us during our daily struggles of just the simple things, making ends meet, raising our families, finding work? Is he there with us in our loneliness, in our despair? Is he there with us when our kids are being blown up, blown apart on the streets of Iraq and Afghanistan? And how about in the refugee camps caused by the genocide in Darfur? Maybe the bigger question is, what about all those who are fooled with the lure of material wealth? Is he there? Is Jesus there? Or do we just keep looking back to the grave? You know, I keep hearing this one little, it's almost like a slogan, you know, Jesus died for you. He paid the price for our sins. But you know, the way I hear this, it's like it's the least he could do for us. You know, we're his children, right? So of course he's going to save us. And at the end of it, the bottom line is, hey, I am saved. Whoopee! You remember Jesus Christ Superstar? I mean, that little segment right there is so wonderful. It's like coming on top of him and telling him that, you know, we waved at you. Tell me that I am saved. What I'm asking you today is really, don't we have a responsibility to react to that message? To react to the empty tomb? So he died for our sins. Don't we have to, at the very least, acknowledge that action with an amen? And in so doing, in acknowledging that, take on the responsibility that he commanded us to take. Over supper, Jesus says, my children, I will be with you only a little longer. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
A change, a change has come over me.
Loving one another means we need to act. It's not enough to listen and to be content. It's not enough to just acknowledge something. We have to take the next step to action. We have to go beyond the grave and find him in the living all around us, in the life that is all around us. This Holy Week has been filled with so many opportunities to reflect on the passion of our Lord Jesus. We relived his trials, his tribulations. If you followed along in our blogs, in our podcasts, in our vodcasts, if you've been going to church, you know what the passion is about. If you've just opened a Bible to the last few chapters of each of the four Gospels, you get an idea of how powerful and how incredibly strong that story is in gripping us, in bringing us in. You see, because on Thursday he was convicted of crimes that he did not commit. And on Friday, Jesus was sentenced to death and execution. But really, the story really ends there, because everything after that is a matter of faith. Because we could relate to all of that. We could relate to crucifixion. How do we come to terms with resurrection? And the only way is when we make an effort to look and find him beyond the grave. And honestly, the world is full of places to look. This coming Monday morning, Warren Goodman is going to be up for parole. I invite you to go to our website, inhisshoes.org/free_Warren_Goodman.htm. Check out his story. Here is a young man who has been convicted of crimes that he did not commit. You see, he's Jesus waiting in prison for justice. Or look over to Africa and you'll see another face of Jesus in the displaced children who are dying of starvation. And I don't need to go through the entire list of atrocities taking place in the world, from economic depression to human trafficking. You all know what's going on. We all need to make that connection between today and the story from 2,000 years ago. You see, God never died on the cross. That's not what this story is about. God has always been there. The story of Christ's passion, his crucifixion, and his resurrection is for us. God didn't need to be crucified, nor did he need to be resurrected. He's God. We need the resurrection to point us in the direction of love. Our only salvation as human beings in this world, whether collectively as a civilization or individually as people, our only salvation is to love one another as Jesus loved us. That's what it means. Our only hope, our only salvation is Jesus. The story of Good Friday is an example for us to do likewise. In other words, sacrifice for one another. We each have crucifixions, large and smalls. We all have difficulties. We all have burdens that we carry upon our shoulders. But even more, we must be crucified for one another. As I began this Easter week with you in an earlier podcast, I made the point that without a crucifixion, you really can't have a resurrection. Every resurrection has a crucifixion. And we certainly have enough of those crucifixions. So there certainly has to be enough resurrections at the end. We must live the life of love demanded by Christ. On the cross, Christ looked at his creation and he asked that they be forgiven. And it's in that same spirit of forgiveness that in our hearts, we have to do the same. While on the cross, Jesus was abandoned by his friends. As St. Nerses Shnorhali reminds us, even the rock, Peter, was shaken. Sure, it's tough, but the call is for all of us to never abandon those who are being crucified today. At the Last Supper, before going to the garden to pray, Jesus tells his disciples, "In this world you will have many trouble. Be of good cheer. I have conquered the world." These are powerful words that have changed the direction of so many people and need to change our direction today, from looking at the grave for a Savior to looking at life and seeing our salvation in our ability to love one another. He has conquered the world, yes, when our love outweighs the evil and the hatred all around us. You see, he's not the kind you wind up on Sunday. He's every day. This Easter, with the world at war, with our Darfuri brothers and sisters going through genocide, with economic collapse, with disasters of various proportions, it's easy to look at Jesus' grave and find comfort in a crucified God. Everything after the crucifixion is based on faith. And I'm inviting you to that life of faith. I choose that road of faith, to look beyond the grave, to stand at Easter Sunday and look at the Good Friday cross, knowing that he has conquered. That cross, he has conquered this world. He is not in the grave. He has risen. Well, that was a song called Christos Imech Med Haidnetzav. Those were my kids from St. Gregory in Pasadena. And that's on an album called Focused Vision. And I want to remind you that, you know, this is Easter. Go out and enjoy yourself, celebrate the resurrection. But keep in mind that, hey, we are pointing to a living Christ, a Christ that is alive today and working in this world. Well, I hope you'll check out our website at inissues.org and check out all the programming that's taking place, especially our upcoming famine where we try to take a bite out of world hunger. We need your help. We need your prayers. Remember Warren in your prayers. And you know what? I promise I'll remember you in my prayers. So for all the good people at In His Shoes Ministries, at epostle.net, at the Armenian Church Youth Ministry Center in Glendale. This is Father Voskin wishing you all the best and a very happy and blessed Easter. Christ has risen. Blessed be the resurrection of Christ. We'll see you soon and we'll take the next step together.
You have to wind up on Sunday.